So let's continue in Ben Ish Chai, Parashat Beshalach, Shana Bet. We're up to Halacha Yud. We're here in the midst of Hilchot Borer. Im ochel chatichat dag o chatichat basar sheyesh bahem atzamot. If a person is eating fish that has bones in them, or meat that has bones in the meat, let's say like chicken that has bones in it. Says the Ben Ish Chai, Mutar leotzi biyado techila ha'atzamot ve'le'echol le'altar. One is allowed to take out with his hands all the bones first, and then to eat for the purpose of eating immediately. Ve'af al pi shemesir baze kama atzamot beze achar ze, even though you are removing numerous bones one after another. If you remember in Halacha Chet, when he spoke about the difference in fruits, the difference between dates and grapes that have many seeds in them. So the date and the peach and the plum that has only one pit, so you can remove it with your hand, that's derech achila. But by the grape, you know, dry grapes, to remove the multiple seeds that are in there is not considered derech achila. The way would be to put it in your mouth and then to remove the seeds. So therefore, he says over here, when it comes to fish or chicken or meat, even though you are removing more than one bone out of the off of the meat, it's fine to do it with your hands. You don't have to put the piece of fish in your mouth and from your mouth remove the bone. You can do it with your hands. De derech achilatam bikach tamid, because this is the normal way of eating. The enze derech brira ela derech achila. It's not the way of brira, of separating. It's the way of eating. It's a very important line here in the halacha, here in the Ben Ish Chai. It's a big yesod in Ilchot Borer. Borer is asur when it's derech brira, when it's the normal way to do borer, which means when the removal of the pisolet or the ochel is as a preparation for eating, not part of eating. That's when we say borer. When the removal of the pisolet is always normally part of the act of eating, then that's not derech brira, that's considered derech achila. It's normal when you eat chicken that as you are eating, you are removing bones. Or when you're eating fish, as you're eating, you're removing bones. So removing the bones from the fish or from the chicken is not considered derech brira, that's not borer, that's achila. It's part of the act of eating. And that's why it's mutar afilu biyadayim. And you don't have to put the piece in your mouth and take it out, and take out the bones. Kasher he'eleti b'siyata dishmaya b'sifri mikavtze'el, as I came to a conclusion in my sefer mikavtze'el. V'sham katafti delo ke'arav ma'amar Mordechai, and over there I disputed the opinion of the ma'amar Mordechai, says the Ben Ish Chai, de'asar likroa hadag migabo ulehasir ha'shidra sheba'emtza. According to the Ma'amar Mordechai, on Shabbat you're not allowed to remove the off of the fish, you know, the spine with all the bones, to tear it off. The Ma'amar Mordechai says that's asur. Says the Ben Ish Chai that's mutar. Why? It's not derech brira. It's derech achila. It's the norm. It's part of the act of eating. So when it comes to fish, the Ben Ish Chai is definitely mekel here. I know that by the Ashkenazim they're more machmir when it comes to eating fish with bones. In fact, I heard that was the reason why gefilte fish was invented. Gefilte fish doesn't have bones, and it was in order to get around the issue of borer, in order to have no problem of borer. According to some poskim, if you're eating fish with bones, you have to put the bite, you know, the piece in your mouth, and then from your mouth you take out the bones. You don't have to do that. I'll read to you the halacha that Rav Ovadia writes in Halichot Olam, Mutar livror b'shabbat ha'atzamot hadakim shebetoch hadagim. You're allowed to be borer, to separate on Shabbat the small, the tiny bones out of the fish. Sheken derech achilato. ואינו נחשב כבורר פסולת מתוך אוכל. Just like the Ben Ishchai said, this is the way of eating. It's not considered pesolet mitoch ochel. But you have to be careful. Rak atzamot shenifredu min adakim o min abasar shebetoch atzalachat lo yevarerem lesalekam misham ela yetzadedem betzad hatzalachat. Rabbi Ovadia says, however, let's say bones that were already removed from the fish or from the meat or chicken, and they happen to be on your plate, then you have to be careful. Don't remove those bones off of your plate and put them aside on the table. That would be burel. Ela yetzadedem betzad hatzalachat. You can move them to the side of your plate. So that's something that we need to remember. But basically, removing the bones from the fish is allowed, and it's not a problem of burel. Shachal halacha yud aleph im yesh lefanav. Ke'ara shel basar. If you have before you a plate with meat, ubetocha atzamot belo basar, and in the basar you have bones without basar, asur le'asira misham. So similar to what I just said from Rav Ovadia, if you have in your plate meat, and mixed among the meat you have bones, it's not bones that have meat attached to them. That we said already, you're allowed to separate the bone, that's derech achila. But let's say you have meat in a ke'ara, in a bowl, and mixed into the bowl, you have some bones. Sometimes in cholent, you have such a thing. You have the marrow bones mixed in a little bit. And so to remove those bones out of the meat, that is asur, because it's pisolet gamur. That is absolutely pisolet. Ve'avere borer pisolet mitoch ochel. U'kemo shekatav ma'amar Mordechai, as the ma'amar Mordechai writes in our Siman Shin Yutet, Siv Katan Zayin. Here's another example the Ben Ishchai gives us. Baruch haba, Lior. Good to see you. Here's another example. We're in Halacha Yud Aleph of Parashat Beshalach. Ve'chen hu adin otam shedarkam lischot ala betzim limones chamutz. O narange, naranja, orange, chamutza. The Ben Ishchai says, sometimes people like to take sour lemons or certain oranges that are more on the sour side. That's naranja, right? Orange. And to squeeze them on eggs. Ever do that before? Is that any dish that anybody knows about? Well, put that on that menu that we're making from the Ben Ishchai, called the Ben Ishchai Gourmet. So we have another one to put on our list over here. You have to squeeze sour lemons or sour oranges on the eggs. And what happens? Noflim gar'inim shebahem ala betzim shebakara. So what happens, as you're squeezing the lemons or the oranges, some of the pits are also falling onto the eggs. So now you want to get rid of those pits. However, that would be a problem of borer. Asur lehasira garinim lehashlicham. You can maybe move them to the, as you're eating the egg, you move it to the side in order to eat the egg, but to remove them from your plate, from the bowl of eggs, and to remove those garinim is borer. Dehave lepisolet me'ochel, deasur gam lealtar. Even lealtar, we know, pisolet mitoch ochel is asu. All right, so that's halacha yud aleph. Halacha yud bet, yitushim uzvuvim shenaflu lemashke. This might not be relevant for us nowadays. We're very finicky. If any yitush, a fly or a mosquito or a fly falls into our drink or into our soup, I don't think we're going to drink that soup or drink or have that drink. But you know, okay, maybe some will, but it used to be a time where people were stronger about these matters, and so it was just a matter of having to remove the fly from the cup or from the soup. So the question is, what about borer? That's pisolet mitoch ochel, right? What do you do? Yitushim uzvuvim shenaflu lemashke, mosquitoes or flies that fell into a drink. Katav Maharitatz, his name is Rabbi Yom Tov, Rabbeinu Yom Tov Tzahalon. Right? Ben Yishchai brought him before, if you remember, in Halacha Chet, about the dates. So, Katav Ma'aritatz demutar lehasiram beyado de'en derech brira belach. The Ma'aritatz says you can just easily just remove the fly with your hand. It's not considered borer because the Ma'aritatz holds when it comes to lach, when it comes to liquids, there is no concept of borer altogether. Interesting. Ve'ayen birkei Yosef. We're going to soon see that that's not agreed lehalacha. In fact, there is room to be machmir, but according to the Ma'aritatz, there's no borer when it comes to liquid. And you can add another branch of to another reason to say that this is mutar from the svara of the Mahari Chagiz. That's the Baal Shelot Tshuvot Halachot Ktanot. The Chol Davar Tzaf Hu Barur VeOmed. Anything that is floating is already considered separated. When you remove it, that's not considered borer. You're not separating it. It was already separated because it was floating. Now, ve'af al gav de'en svara zo muskemet le'alacha, tiye lisnif kan. Even though that svara of the Mahari Chagiz is not agreed upon by the poskim, but it can be added to the other svara of en derech brira belach. Ve'im kol ze, despite this, says the Ben Yishchai, en lismoch le'atir brira belach. We cannot be somech on this to allow borer when it comes to liquid. Let's say you have soup and you want to remove the carrots from the soup, or the, you know, you don't like the carrots, or whatever it may be. So according to the svara of en brira belach, you can do that. But the Ben Yishchai says that en lismoch lehatir, that we should not be somech on that. And we hold that, you know, the yesh poskim shepik pekubazeh, there are poskim that disagree. Ayen ture zahav, look in the Taz, in Siman Shin Yutet, and also in Siman Tavkuvav, ve'od acharonim. Lachen nachon asot kach. Therefore, the more correct thing to do here is, she'itol imayitush me'at mashke al yedei kafo davar acher. Take a big spoon, and with the fly, take out some liquid together with him, with it, ve'im en lo davar kazeh, itchov etzba'o letoch ha'mashke. Or if you can't, if you don't have a big spoon, so then put your finger into the liquid, kede she'ya yitush ole al etzba'o, so that the fly or the mosquito comes on your finger, ubevaday ya'al etzba'o mashke, she'ra'uy limtzotz oto b'fiv, and your finger will also have some mashke on it. So it comes out that you're not just taking the yitush, you're also taking liquid with it, so that's not considered borel, because you're taking other things with it, right? If you're, let's say you want to remove pisolet mitoch ochel, so pisolet mitoch ochel is not allowed. But let's say the pisolet mixed with other things is what you're removing from the ochel, that's fine. So that's halacha yud bet. I'm not sure how relevant that would be to us. To us, the whole thing, it's not pisolet mitoch ochel, the whole thing becomes pisolet, right? Yes, Shacha. Okay. Halacha Yud Gimel, maybe just one more halacha. Halacha Yud Gimel, keshem sheyesh din isur borer be'ochalim, just like there is isur of borer in food, as we've been speaking about till now, kach yeshno bekelim o begadim. There is a isur of borer in utensils as well, and in clothing. Shehem me'oravim. Let's say the utensils, we'll get to forks and knives and spoons, right? Are all mixed together. Or let's say clothing, you know, shirts are all mixed, or ties, all mixed. V'rotze livror min echad, and he wants to take out one kind. She'tzarich livror davar harotze bo midavar she'eno rotze bo. The way to do it is just like we said by food, you have to remove that which you want from that which you don't currently want. V'tzarich she'ye letzorich le'altar, and also it has to be for the immediate necessity, for the usage of now, just like we said by food. And not like what the Matei Yehuda says. Now, very quickly, I'll just refer you to in Halichot Olam of Rav Ovadia, on page Pechet, in Halacha Chet, he writes, Sakinim, kapot u'mazlegot she'me'oravim be'yachad. If you have knives, spoons, and forks all mixed together, mutar livror litenem kol echad bimkomo letzorech haseuda she'le'achar miken, mipene she'en kan pesolet ve'ochel ha'me'oravim, she'are kulam shavim be'enav. Rav Ovadia is mekel when it comes to these kelim. When it comes to, you know, knives, spoons, and forks, you want all of them. All of them are necessary. You just want to separate them, to put them each in their place for the purpose of this upcoming seuda. So he says that's not a problem, because there's no pisolet and ochel here, because they're all equal in your eyes. You don't want spoons more than forks. V'chen mutar l'shamash bet ha'kneset. Also, let's say the guy who's taking with care of the shul, the gabbai, to put together all the sfarim, livror asfarim kegon sidurim v'chumashim ze mize, u'le'anicham kol sefer b'mkomo ha'ra'ui lo. He's allowed to take sidurim. Let's say you have a bunch of sfarim, sidurim and chumashim all mixed, and you want to put each one in their place. You're allowed to do so. You're allowed to do so. This comes from Shelot Tshuvot Yabi Omer Chelek Hey, Siman Lamed Aleph, because it's not considered pesolet mitoch ochel, because they're all equal. And Rav Ovadia adds a sniff that this is what the Ben Ish Chai was referring to when he said, "Udelo ke'arav Matei Yehuda," not like the Matei Yehuda, because the Matei Yehuda in other poskim, they are cholek on the Taz. The Taz is the one who holds that there is a din of borer even by kelim u'bgadim. However, the Pri Asadeh and others hold that from the words of Maran HaShulchan Aruch, it seems like borer is only in food, because Maran did not bring the isur of borer in regards to kelim u'bgadim. So therefore he says, "Lachen yesh le'atir le'shamash v'et ha'kneset livror ha'sfarim kegon sidurim v'chumashim ze mize u'le'anicham kol sefer b'mkomo ha'ra'ui lo." Now, I'm not 100% sure there's a machloket here between Rav Ovadia and the Ben Ish Chai, because Rav Ovadia is giving you a case where it's just a matter of putting everything in place. Let's say the spoons and forks and knives. Rav Ovadia says there's no pisolet mitoch ochel, because they're all shavim be'enav, they're all equal. The Ben Ish Chai was talking in a case where, it seems like, in a case where you have a mixture of utensils and you need and you want only a certain kind. So therefore, in that case, you have to make sure to take out the one that is needed for you now and not vice versa. Could be Rav Ovadia would agree in that case as well. So I'm not sure there's a machloket. It doesn't even seem like there is a machloket. All right, we'll stop here today.